everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll put a wrap on the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game that took place on Wednesday night in Red Deer. We'll also talk to an overage veteran in the Ontario Hockey League who is putting up career numbers this year and hoping it opens up some doors for him next season. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Philadelphia Flyers prospect Morgan Frost of the Sioux Greyhounds. He had 10 points in 3 games last week on the back of 7 goals and 3 assists. For Frost, it's the second time this season he has been named the OHL On the Run Player of the Week. As mentioned, draft choice of the Philadelphia Flyers, and one of the top scorers in the Ontario Hockey League once again, as he came into this weekend's play with 30 goals and 75 points after putting up 112 points last season. He was also a member of Team Canada at the recent World Junior Hockey Championship. While players who are certainly looking to maybe make the World Juniors in the next couple of years strutted their stuff at the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game that took place on Wednesday night in Red Deer, Alberta. How about this? A comeback victory for Team Orr, scoring 4 goals in the third period as they picked up a 5-4 win over Team Cherry. Graham Clark of the Ottawa 67s was named the player of the game for Team Orr as he had a goal and an assist. Also putting up numbers for Team Orr with goals, Connor McMichael of the London Knights and Nikita Okachuk of the 67s. Meantime, for Team Cherry, Artur Kaliev of the Hamilton Bulldogs with 2 goals and an assist, and Nick Robertson with 3 assists for Team Cherry, as well as he and Kaliev were line mates. Of course, Nick Robertson of the Peterborough Petes. A great performance by all, as they certainly impressed the NHL brass at the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game Wednesday night in Red Deer. Cole Carter has been a veteran in the Ontario Hockey League for a few years now, and as an overage player, he is the captain of the Mississauga Steelheads. It's a Steelheads club in a battle right now in the OHL's Eastern Conference, certainly a case where the Steelheads have gone through some adjustments over the last little while, but don't rule them out in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, well, that's exactly how I'm talking in the room right now. But I think we're all of us know that we're good enough to you know, beat anyone in this league. I think, you know, we had a tough weekend the weekend before. We played 3 great hockey games against, you know, some good hockey teams, and I think it showed the guys. Like, I think we lost all 3 games, but we played against, you know, some good teams and we competed. And I think it just showed the guys that, like, man, like, we could play against the Sioux and lose by a goal, or, you know, and if we come out and work our hardest, we can win games. And I think this weekend transferred over big time, and I think the guys realize how tight the Eastern Conference is right now, and you know, we can catch teams, and we can you know, spread ourselves away from other teams behind us right now. So I think that's our goal, and we're definitely looking to surprise some teams, and I know that we have, and we're going to. So,
you're a veteran. You've been around this league wearing the C. What does it mean to you just to be a leader of this group, and knowing that, you know, as this group, even the young guys, develop over the next couple of years, that maybe you've had a chance to help them out a little bit?
Yeah, I knew coming into the season that we were going to be a younger team, and that, you know, I talked to my coach, James Richmond, and you know, we kind of knew that I was going to have to be, you know, a good role model for the younger guys, and lead on and off the ice, and kind of use myself as an example, really. But, you know, I never really thought I'd have to, you know, kind of teach them how trade deadlines work, and, you know, how the whole kind of league works a little bit. So it's been a little bit new for me, and I'm still learning, you know, when it comes to being a captain. But I don't know. I've had a lot of help from, you know, from the coaches, and they're teaching me. And you know, I have some friends who were leaders in the past that I've reached out to just to seek advice and see what to do. And you know, I just try my best to help the young guys kind of feel comfortable, because I think that's when we're playing our best, when we're comfortable and confident. So So my goal is right now.
I know team success comes first and foremost. That's, of course, with any hockey player. That's just how hockey players are built. But just give me a quick thought on how your seasons come together as you and I talk 28 goals, which, you know, career high for you, and 55 points is a career high as well. I know, yeah, team wins and losses comes first and foremost. Wins, of course, comes first and foremost. But, you know, pretty pleased with the way the seasons come together that way for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, on a personal standpoint that, you know, I think last year was my career high with 40 something. So the fact that, you know, I still got 20 something games left here and I'm above that is, you know, I'm pretty proud of myself, and I put a lot of work in the off season, and you know, I changed trainers in the summer to make sure that, you know, I was going to be ready and skated extra. You know, extra amount in the summer and make sure I was going to be ready. And then I got here, and then, you know, JR, you know, James Richmond has all the confidence in the world in me. And I think that transfers over to me. I'm a big believer that a confident player is the best player. And I feel like I've been playing confident, and I feel that's transferred over big time when it comes to points. But I do have to thank the line mates that I've had over, you know, the past couple months, because couldn't really get the points that I do right now without them. So, you know, I had Ryan McLeod there. We played together for a while. He's just a great playmaker. So I got to give him a shout out there. And then right now I got Aiden Pruder and Alan Lazarchuk on my wing there as well. So those are two highly skilled players that really kind of, I think, pushed me to raise my compete level.
That was Cole Carter of the Mississauga Steelheads. Coming up this weekend, for those of you with your TV or the OHL Action Pack, it is Hockey Day in the OHL, a triple header of action as the 6th annual Hockey Day in the OHL takes to the air. It starts at 1 o'clock Sunday as the Windsor Spitfires welcome the Niagara Ice Dogs. Then at 4, the Kingston Frontenacs visit the North Bay Battalion. And it all wraps up with the Sarnia Sting at home to the Hamilton Bulldogs. A battle of top NHL draft prospects there, Artur Kaliev of the Bulldogs and Jameson Reese of the Sarnia Sting. That's the 6th annual Hockey Day in the OHL. Coming up on Sunday, a triple header of action beginning at 1 on your TV and the OHL Action Pack. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.